Sechah Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel Hein Mevi'im Bikurim Chutz Mei Shiva Taminim. You would not bring Bikurim from any type of fruit with the exception of the Shiva Taminim, of the seven types of fruit that Eretz Yisrael is praised for. Chito, Seora, Gefen, Te'ena, Rimon, Zayas Shemen, Udvash. These are the only types of fruits that the Bikurim would be brought from. Lo Mitmarim Shebaharim, V'lo Mipero Shebaamachim, V'lo Mizeze Shemen She'ena Min HaMuvchor. Just like you only bring Bikurim from the Shiva Taminim, so too you only bring Bikurim from superior quality fruit, not from inferior quality fruit. Therefore, you would not bring Bikurim from dates that grow in the mountains, as the superior quality dates grow in the valley. Nor would you bring Bikurim from peras that grow in the valley, meaning other types of fruit besides dates. If they grow in the valley, they are inferior quality, and you would not bring Bikurim from them. Nor would you bring Bikurim from Zeitei Shemen, olives that are used for its oil, if they are not choice olives. And the type of olives that are brought for Bikurim are Zeitei Agur, which are olives, in which the oil is absorbed inside of it. It is not expelled from the olives without being crushed. These are the superior quality olives, and you would bring Bikurim from these types of olives. Ein mevi'im Bikurim kodem la'aseret. Bikurim is not to be brought before Shavuos. Anshei Har Tzavoim heviu Bikurim kodem la'aseret. The people that lived in Har Tzavoim, they did bring their Bikurim prior to Shavuos. But lo kiblu mehem. But the Kohanim did not accept the Bikurim from then, since they brought it before Shavuos. But b'nei ha'kasur shebe Torah, because of the pasuk in the Torah of Chag Hakatzer, Bikurei Masecha, Asher Tizra, Basada, the Chag of the harvest, which is Shavuos, is the Bikurim of your labors that you sow in the field. Meaning to say, the Shtei HaLechem, the two bread that are brought in the Beit HaMikdash on Shavuos, are regarded as Bikurim, and they are Matir the Chadash in the Beit HaMikdash. Meaning to say, even though you're allowed to eat from the new crop of grain after the Korban HaOmer is brought on the 16th day of Nisan, but you cannot bring menachos for the new crop of grain in the Beit HaMikdash until after the Shtei HaLechem are brought on Shavuos. And the Shtei HaLechem are Bikurim, and they are Matir the Chadash in the Beit HaMikdash. All the menachos that are brought in the Beit HaMikdash prior to Shavuos are brought from the Yashan, from the previous year's crop of grain. And so too, the Shtei HaLechem is Matir to bring the Bikurim in the Beit HaMikdash. And the Shtei HaLechem are the first of the Bikurim. No Bikurim are brought prior to the Shtei HaLechem, therefore Bikurim should not be brought prior to Shavuos. Only after Shavuos would Bikurim be brought in the Beit HaMikdash and given to the Kohanim. And those that is Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet Elam Avin below Carter. The following would bring Bikurim, but would not read the Parsha of Arami Obed Avi. And when Bikurim are brought in the Beit HaMikdash, the Parsha of Arami Obed Avi is read in the Beit HaMikdash. And the following cannot read the Parsha. Hager Mevi Vena Carter. A ger would bring Bikurim, but he would not read the Parsha, because he cannot say the following words that are in the Parsha. That Hashem swore to our fathers to give us the land of Eretz Yisrael. And a ger cannot say that, since Hashem did not swear to his father, so therefore he brings Bikurim without reading the Parsha. Maybe the ger. But if the ger had a mother who was from Yisrael, his mother was not a ger, only his father. In such a case, he could bring the Bikurim and also read the Parsha. As in this case, the word that Lokei Avisena would apply to him, since Hashem swore to the fathers of his mothers to give them the land of Eretz Yisrael. When a ger davens for himself, meaning to say he's not a shliach tzibur in the Beit HaKnesset, instead of davening only for himself, instead of saying Elokei Avisenu in the Shemona Esrei, which he cannot say since it does not apply to him and Hashem was not the God of his father, he would say Elokei Avos Yisrael, the God of the fathers of Yisrael. U'kishuhu b'beis ha'knesset oimer Elokei Avosecha. But when he's a shliach tzibur in the Beis ha'knesset, he would say the God of your father, speaking to the Kahal, as he cannot say Elokei Avisenu. So in this case he would say Elokei Avosecha, the God of your father. But if the ger had a mother who was from Yisrael, his mother was not a ger, was only his father, then he could say Elokei Avosenu. Now the Bar Tanur brings out the Rambam, who said that Allah is not like this Mishnah, and a ger could bring the Bikurim and also read the Parsha, and he even can say the word Ashenishba Hashem LaAvosenu Laseis Lano, as these words would apply to a ger as well, because the land of Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu is regarded as the father of all the Gerim, just like he is the father of Yisrael. As the Pasuk said, Ki av hamon goyim nisaticha. Hashem had made Avram the father of a multitude of goyim. And Chazal learned out from there that originally Avram was only the father of Avram. And afterwards Hashem made him the father of the entire world. And so too, when it gets Davishman Ezrei, he can say the words Elokei Avu Seinu, even if his mother is not from Israel, as Elokei Avu Seinu would apply to Ger as well, since Avraham Avinu was the father of all the Ger.